USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The general who oversaw the raid on ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi says the U.S. is on alert for retribution attacks. The head of U.S. Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, saying it would be a mistake to conclude that ISIS has been defeated, and he says the U.S. is preparing for some sort of retribution. Baseball fans of the nation's capital are celebrating this morning.
Literally my entire life, we haven't won anything since I've been growing up. And now to have three championships, Capitals, Mystics, Nationals, can't think of anything better.
With a Game 7 win over the Astros in Houston, the Nationals win their first ever World Series. House Republicans slamming Democrats for their impeachment resolution that passed yesterday, authorizing public hearings now in the impeachment inquiry. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the military there is monitoring the situation. That raging wildfire in Northern California finally being contained, as a Cal Fire spokesman says the Kincade Fire is now 45% contained. Favorable weather conditions yesterday helped fire crews make some progress on that fire that sparked a week ago in Sonoma County. Over 250 structures have been destroyed by that fire. Ford and United Auto Workers reaching a deal that will avoid a strike. Negotiators for the two sides say the deal does still need to be ratified by the 55,000 union members at Ford. Neither Ford nor the union would disclose further details about the agreement until that ratification. The Fed announcing an interest rate cut yesterday at the end of a two-day meeting, and this is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. John Clemens reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
A medical expert is questioning if convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Was convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's prison suicide in August actually a homicide?
There are three fractures in the hyoid bone, the thyroid cartilage, that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation.
That's Dr. Michael Baden, forensic pathologist and former chief medical examiner in New York City. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he was speaking on Fox. Epstein was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges involving underage girls. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.